Monday, May 24th. He had me come over at about 10. We had set up a deal for him to meet with Miss USA at 11. Since when she was selected yesterday, she indicated that a person she would most like to meet was the president, and said she'd like to talk with him about various things. So we set up the opportunity, and it worked out very well. The president got into some ideas on library plans, obviously arising out of the Johnson visit. He said that LBJ had tried to amend the congressional regulations on USIA in order to permit their film to be used in presidential libraries. He hadn't gotten this done, and he wants us to move on it right now on the basis of Johnson, get Mansfield and Albert to run this through so that we can use it in our library also. He's concerned about the plans for our library. He doesn't want to create a monument like Johnson's. He's also worried about oral histories and is very much of the feeling that he does not want any oral histories made. He got into the Midway trip plans. Particularly, he's concerned about how to tell Rogers. One more of those problems. He wants me to handle this discreetly before Henry gets it screwed up. They're doing it on the basis of Bunker sending a cable to Henry or to the president saying that Chu wants the meeting. Henry's then going to show the cable to Rogers. But the president's concerned to be sure that he does this right and that he discusses it with Rogers, making it clear that the only possible time we can do it is June 7th. The problem here is that Rogers can't go at that time, so we've got to set it up in such a way that he doesn't think he's being cut out. The president's also somewhat concerned about how positive the effect of the Midway trip's going to be, and feels that's going to depend on how the announcement's handled. It can be very good if it's done right. He wants to keep the Midway trip very closely held with no announcement until June 2nd or 3rd, because he doesn't want the Senate to build up pressure on it by knowing about the trip ahead of time. He then got into quite a bit of discussion on domestic policy matters. He's very much concerned about handling of the drug situation once the whole thing taken out of HEW. He makes the point that they're all on drugs there anyway, but he wants it handled in justice. He also wants Finch and Rumsfeld to quit emoting about the drug problem, which only builds it up. We should be talking about our solutions, not about the enormity of the problem. He was also concerned about a paper that he thinks slipped by on educational television, a paper that Flanagan had sent in. He wants me to get it back and reevaluate it. He thinks that Flanagan's been taken in by Frank Pace and the other people on the NET board, and he wants to be sure that we don't get caught on this, because he feels they are not the people we want to work with. He feels NET is no good. The whole thing is a bad idea. Subsidized public broadcasting is wrong, even if we could influence it to cover things in the right way. So I'm supposed to try to drop it over the edge and see that it's not funded in some way. He's also worried about the Peace Corps and letting Blatchford run wild, and thinks we're making some mistakes there. He feels we're not using our power enough on these things, like PBL and the Peace Corps. We've been here 2.5 years, and there's still poison. That we should really look into this, put a tough guy on it who hates the left-wing press, and do something about it. He thinks that there is a legitimate complaint about us, which is that we haven't changed anything. We're running the same programs, but just a little better. That led him into concern about the conservatives, and his point that we've probably got to get someone other than Pat Buchanan to handle them. Someone who's strong enough to argue back and not just buy their arguments. He's wondering about maybe getting Jeff Bell in. He also wants Ehrlichman to get a conservative who's known as such in a full-time position, because we really need to put time and effort on this. Mitchell, he feels, should get onto the YAF deal, they've now announced they're going to back Reagan for president. He thinks Mitchell should move into that and straighten them back out, because we need the enthusiasm of the right wing. We can't buy the argument that the conservatives have no place to go. The only enthusiasm we can get is from the ideologues, and so we've got to get their man in and give them something. He thinks we ought to try to get Marty Anderson back, and we also talked about Dick Allen and the possibility of putting him in somewhere, such as OEP, if Rumsfeld doesn't take it. He also wants us to play up the conservatives seeing the president and get less left-wingers in. And be very careful on, as we're developing things to appeal to people, that they're not leftish type things. We should do it through conservative means. He wants Buchanan, Malik, and all to work on getting us some good conservative names and start using our power for our own benefit. He also mentioned again the need to throw out the disloyal people now, such as Stanley Reeser, and get our decks cleared for the campaign next year. President spent the afternoon out boating, and I guess is going over to the Key Biscayne Hotel for dinner. We'll be leaving tomorrow for the Alabama trip, end of May 24th.